this.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew. And this is fall break week, so everybody should be happy.
I kind of played this because we're here and it's fall break.
We've got loved ones everywhere, you and I.
All
over the world, yeah. I worry about them when they're gone. Do you ever worry? Oh, no, never mind. Oh, why would I even ask that? This is October 7th, episode 1507. There's no prep game this week. Woo-hoo!
Ooh.
Aww. Oh, we should have had there, too.
Ah.
No, that sounds like, good.
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. What you were saying.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want people to think that. MTSU's at Louisiana Tech Thursday. Airtime's going to be at 5:30 p.m. And again, we mentioned we're right at the beginning of really actually fall break, although I think it really started about Friday afternoon, about 11 o'clock.
Well, it seems like, even those teams that played on Thursday night, I wonder what school attendance was on Friday. And I bet they had a hard time getting enough subs for the classes.
I don't know. I had to pick up my granddaughter, my youngest one, and I went into the high school parking area rather than where I normally go in the elementary.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty low.
Uh-oh.
Looked pretty low. I'm just saying I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Election Day is 28 days from today, and I'm glad you put this in here. Early voting starts October 16th. I will never vote on Election Day ever again.
I've only done that one time in my whole life.
On Election Day?
Uh-huh. Because I'm always, since the very first time I voted, I'm always working on Election Day.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
At night, so.
Are you going to work that night, too?
Yeah. Work never ends.
So you're going to, like, give the presidential results and stuff?
Yeah, we'll be.
Wow, you're going to be big time. Are you going to wear a tie?
No. Oh. But we'll have CBS to do all of the national stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you'd have like a political sidekick, you know, that would talk to you about stuff. You ought to get that. You ought to do that.
Thought about that.
Yeah.
Especially for the local stuff.
Yeah. There's some political people, I'm sure, that would love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a list of some
okay,
names that you might want to use. You know who I'm thinking about, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah. But early voting is October 16th through the 31st. And Halloween is in 24 days. We have a game on Halloween.
Yes, we do. It's
Again,
a Friday.
Another reason to hate you.
No, it's a Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday. Another reason to...
That's the end of the regular season, if you can believe
it.
Yeah,
really.
High school
we're almost there. Yeah.
Do you know the... you mentioned election days. The 2000 presidential election, which was decided and wasn't. I was working at Tennessee Radio Network at the time. It happened to fall on my first anniversary, November 7th, 1999. It was my first anniversary, and I was at work with the Bush-Gore presidential election. We were over on Mainstream Drive, where the Tennessee Titans have their practice facility right across the road, so TRN was there. The Gore National Headquarters was right next door to our office.
Well, yeah, okay.
And it went on forever and ever and ever. And, of course, Al Gore was going to the state capitol to give his concession speech when his chief of staff pulled him off and said, hey, this isn't over because the Florida vote has changed. And then that set up that whole, hanging Chad and that whole, it was months.
Never really been the same since, has it?
Uh-uh. It really hasn't.
You know? So, but if you ever realize that somehow, somewhere, there was a flaw in it or whatever.
Yeah.
Then, it's going to be that way every year.
But that's how I spent my first anniversary, working all night on that election. I had to stay in Nashville because I had to get up the next morning, but, I only got like 3 hours sleep at a hotel.
You stayed at a hotel?
Yeah, right there on Mainstream Drive.
You mean they paid for you a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because I couldn't leave because we were still doing coverage.
Yeah. WGNS, do they ever pay for... No, never mind.
No.
Okay.
I've got a cot.
A couch.
I don't know if I want to sleep on the couch or not.
Wow. It has... A lot of bodies have been on that couch.
Uh-huh.
somewhere, shape, form, or fashion.
Maybe we do need to get like a little quiet room if we ever get into a new building.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. I was going to suggest, but no.
Oh, no.
No.
There's one room here and we don't want to go
in. A little sleepover room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's a waste of space for one time every 10 years.
Yeah. We're close enough to home here.
Well, Heather wasn't real happy about that either, was she?
No, not really.
It's time to take a look at the weather. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny start to the week, starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 76. Tonight will be clear with a low around 48. Tuesday looks just like today, being sunny, high near 76. Tuesday night will be clear with a low around 48. Wednesday we warm on up to 78 with sunny skies. Wednesday night will be clear with a low around 51. Thursday we'll have a high of 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on the Murfreesboro Square. There is still time to go paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event. Just visit Color Me Mine until October the 15th. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square. Paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event until October the 15th.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Good neighbors, those affected by Hurricane Helene urgently need you. A donation to the American Red Cross provides meals, shelter, and hope. Join WGNS and Old South, Tennessee's favorite home builder, to have an even greater impact. For every dollar donated at WGNSradio.com, Old South will match it up to $25,000. Go to WGNSradio.com and tap the secure link, and with your help, we can make a difference. WGNSradio.com, make your donations directly to the American Red Cross Helene relief efforts.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Checking games to note from Sunday's action from Week 5 in the NFL. The game of the day saw the Ravens outlast the Bengals for a 41-38 win in overtime in Cincinnati. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson had 4 touchdown passes in the win. Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow, 5 touchdown passes in the loss. The Sunday night game, which spilled into Monday morning because of a weather delay, saw the Cowboys edge the Steelers in Pittsburgh 20-17. Dak Prescott with a touchdown pass on 4th and goal with 20 seconds left. Vikings beat the Jets in London 23-17. Miami's 5-0. Commanders are 4-1 after beating the Browns 34-13. Texans are 4-1. They beat the Bills 23-20 on a last-second field goal. Cardinals surprised the 49ers on the road with a 24-23 win. Postseason baseball, the Phillies beat the Mets 7-6 on a walk-off single from Nick Castellanos to even that NLDS at 1-1. Padres hit 6 home runs, beating the Dodgers 10-2. That series is even at 1 game apiece.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. I need to turn my hearing up there. Here we go. All right.
Huh?
Well, I can't hear myself. I can hear you fine. Don't do any adjustments.
Did you say something?
I was taking my granddaughter. I was taking her home the other day, and she had a friend with her, and the friend asked me, said, what do you do at the radio station? And I said, well, I do sports. And we have a morning show. Really, what do you talk about on the morning show? So I went, well, I talk about Mia a lot of times. And Mia went, what? I said, well, yeah, I mean, we talk about Chipper, and we talk about you, and we talk about your sister, talk about your mama, talk about your daddy. And she said, I need to start listening. There's no telling what you're saying about me. I said, true.
True.
True that, yeah. But you just never know.
My kids have gotten used to it. Dalton grew up being the Sir Pizza spokesman, of course, you know, so...
Well, he's a national brand now, pretty much.
But people, as a kid, people would see him out, and they would say, is that the Sir Pizza spokesman? And he'd have a little grin on his face. You know, it's pretty fun.
So that's what's ruined him.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. A little bit of an ego trip there.
It started at age 3.
We don't need to talk about him because he's not with us right now. He's on a trip. And
he's working hard.
Yeah, working hard. Man, they left at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Jeez. It's like a 1:40 flight or something.
Jeez.
Saturday morning.
Jeez. Gosh. I don't know about it.
Young people.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We want to tell you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Charing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Time for our song of the day this morning. And we are doing, wait a minute, don't tell me. It's a new one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Brand new. It is songs to put you in the traveling mood.
Thought that would be good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
I have a guy that tries to sing that. It's hard.
I bet it is.
I wonder how hard Johnny did it. He may have been drinking when he did it. I don't know. All right. Our good neighbor of the day is that's Johnny Cash, by the way. I meant to tell you.
I've been everywhere.
Blake Hill is today's good neighbor of the day for taking time to repaint CDU hydrants in the neighborhood, meticulously hand painting parts to make them look better. Blake Hill is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That's our good neighbor of the day today. You can text neighbor to our number to get in a good neighbor of the day. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, same phone number, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club taking birthdays for today and yesterday. The color of a chicken's earlobe is a good indicator of the color of the eggshells they'll lay.
That's pretty neat to know.
Stones River Manor is honoring the legacy of longtime employee Mike Gann, who passed away last December. Gann, who worked at the Manor for 30 years, was a passionate advocate for Alzheimer's research. The Manor for Mike team will carry on his tradition with volunteers like Thomas Stevenson.
And we're just trying to keep that legacy going.
Stones River Manor will host a yard sale with all proceeds going towards the Alzheimer's Walk. Due to the threat of incoming thunderstorms, Stones River Manor has postponed the yard sale, and the new date for the yard sale is October 18th and 19th.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have a full line of laser procedures.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
As well, we offer the doctor brand of skin peels, as well as a full line of cosmetic pharmaceuticals. Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A Middle Tennessee woman was arrested Thursday for allegedly sending sexually explicit images and videos involving children in private chats on the messaging app Kik. 44-year-old Letha Milton Walker was connected to the chats after an investigation found that her email address and her apartment's location were both linked to the alleged Kik accounts. Milton Walker was locked up in jail Thursday afternoon. She's being held on an $80,000 bond. A missing two-month-old out of Murfreesboro prompted an Amber Alert. Two-month-old Truth Claybrooks was believed to be with his mother, 17-year-old Jayla Claybrooks, and his aunt, 16-year-old Joan Claybrooks, who reportedly ran away from home on Friday. Truth has a medical condition that requires treatment. Now the Amber Alert for Truth has been canceled. He's been found safe in Nashville. The TBI says his mother and aunt were also found. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency released a new flash report on Sunday, which confirmed another person died as a result of flooding in Union County. The Sunday, October 6 report, 12 weather-related fatalities were confirmed by the Tennessee Department of Health. The report also said the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is coordinating with local law enforcement on 15 active leads for missing persons. CMA noted this number does not report the number of unaccounted individuals, just public leads that still need to be cleared. The Food and Drug Administration recalled some eggs that said will, quote, cause serious adverse health consequences or death. The FDA told people not to eat or sell the recalled chicken eggs from Milo's Poultry Farms and Tony's Fresh Market. This is an upgrade of a previous warning. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events and another check of the weather and first look at traffic as well. Here on The Wake Up Crew on this Monday morning, first day of fall break, actually. And I know it's been a while, but all these playoffs and stuff, the baseball, mm-hmm. has made me think about kind of that Pete Rose got overlooked a little bit. You know, he passed away, what, about a week ago, I guess?
Yeah.
And
that he was kinda, in Nashville. It was weird.
And it was sudden. I mean, it was kind of sudden. But
he was just signing autographs and stuff the day before, I think.
Yeah.
Ben Murphy, Murph, was at the show and got him to sign something the day
Ben
before.
Well, Ben says he's the last one to talk to him.
Well, he may have been.
You know? But he looked frail. I know he looked looked frail. 82.
Yeah.
All-time hits leader.
Well, I knew as soon as he passed away, it would reignite the should he be in the Baseball Hall of Fame or not.
Well, what do you think about that, Brian? Do you think he ought to be?
Well, the verbiage was that it was a lifetime ban. Well, there's no life anymore. He passed away. So I don't know if they wrote it that way, just specifically, that he would never realize going into the Hall of Fame while he was alive or not.
Well, they didn't put Shoeless Joe Jackson back in. You know, he's the one that threw that game, or several of them.
Right.
And I don't know. But every commissioner, there were like four different commissioners that never reinstated him.
Right.
So there may be something a little deeper to that story, too. Pete could be kind of coarse.
Yeah.
You know, at times.
I think, you know, when we went through the steroid era and – you know, all of the records that were broken and they're in there with an asterisk. I think you would probably have to do that if he was in. It would have to be some kind of mention of why he had so many hits and didn't get in until.
Okay, here's what I think about the Hall of Fame, though. Hall of Fame, you remember all these great players, right?
Right. How can you not?
Pete Rose is going to be remembered more. He has more fame than ever being nominated in the Hall of Fame.
Well, sure.
Now, maybe not in a good way necessarily, but his name's been bannered about for years and years and years. Barry Bonds will be the same way.
Yeah.
They asked Barry Bonds, I don't care if I'm in the Hall of Fame or not. So
he's got his money, millions.
Yeah.
Mark
McGwire.
Mark McGwire, Cardinal.
But Barry Bonds should have been in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he really should have been. I mean, he was just as good a player before he started taking steroids. He wasn't going to hit 700 and some odd home runs, but he was a good ball player.
I think it's going to be interesting. You mentioned the Shoeless Joe Jackson thing. I think you would if you put Pete Rose in, you'd have to reconsider him too, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. Pete did announce several years ago, he said, I don't want to be put in the Hall of Fame after I'm dead.
Right.
And he made a good point about that. He said, you know, but it's crazy. I don't know. Rest in peace, Pete. But he was a good ball player.
Yeah.
Charlie Hustle.
Yeah. Got the nickname for that.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
One more fact about Pete Rose before we go into this. I remember he had like a 44-game hitting streak, and he came into Atlanta, and Gene Garber, this was I can't remember what year, probably 77. The Braves weren't very good, but Gene Garber was good. He was a reliever, and he struck him out to end his 44-game hit streak, and everybody went crazy and wild because it was a big feat, you know?
Right.
Charlie Hustle didn't like that too much.
I bet he did.
Everybody made a big deal out of it. All right, in 1952, the first bandstand broadcast in Philadelphia on WFIL-TV.
Bandstand.
Dick Clark was the substitute host back in 1955. Well, he joined in 1955 as a substitute host. He took that show from Philadelphia and made it nationwide. Rest is history. 1959, Pillow Talk, film directed by Michael Gordon and starring Doris Day and Rock Hudson, is first released.
All I do is talk to my pillow, talk to my pillow, talk to my pillow.
That's probably the best movie either one of them were ever in.
Really?
It's a comedy. It's really good. 1968, Motion Picture Association of America adopts film rating system. And in 1996, Rupert Murdoch launches Fox News with Roger Ailes as CEO. I think Rupert's still there, isn't he?
I think that's right.
He's got his son running most of it, but anyway. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up is Brandon Brooks with Rewind. And we've got, 6:33 on the time.
Must be a pillow talking boy for me.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 7th, 1957.
It's different with girls, don't you think?
The syndicated debut of the TV version of the Marilyn Monroe movie.
No kidding.
How to Marry a Millionaire. This date in 1960. The nationwide release of Stanley Kubrick's
I'm Spartacus!
Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
Starring Kirk Douglas, Laurence Olivier, and Tony Curtis.
My God, it's full of stars.
And October 7th, 2005. Boy George arrested at his New York home. He called police over a break-in, but they found cocaine. I'm Brandon Brooks.
I'm Spartacus.
And that's Rewind.
I'm Spartacus.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and around-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny start to the week, starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 76. Tonight it'll be clear for low around 48. Tuesday looks just like today, being sunny, high near 76. Tuesday night it'll be clear for low around 48. Wednesday we warm on up to 78 with sunny skies. Wednesday night it'll be clear for low around 51. Thursday we'll have a high of 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Good morning. It's already cranking up 24 westbound and leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area as you work your way there into Davidson County on 24 coming westbound. Still looks good right now down I-65 through Millersville. Watch for a little bit of radar. I-40 in Wilson County this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them all out today. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
You've depended on WGNS for your local news for over 77 years. You still do, and we thank you. Did you realize there are two free grief support groups here in our community? One is every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, Wednesday mornings. The other is a walking grief support group, and that group meets the next day, Thursday mornings at 9:30, under the picnic shelter at Oaklands Park, next to Oaklands Mansion, Thursday mornings at 9:30. And again, they're both free. You hear us talking about volunteering at Greenhouse Ministries. Well, every Thursday morning at 10, head over to Greenhouse Ministries and learn how you can help others. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. But if you can't make it in the mornings, they also offer volunteer orientation on the last Thursday night of each month at 5:30. It's flu season. Be sure and get those flu shots. The Little Shop of Horrors continues at the Arts Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Washington is broken, and not just a little. Radical left elitists have betrayed our country, trading common sense for woke politics. An unchecked invasion at the southern border. China buying up U.S. farmland. Historic inflation that has American families fighting to survive. All while the left gives trillion-dollar handouts. It's bad. But without leaders like Marsha Blackburn, it would be worse. Marsha Blackburn has never been afraid to take on the woke mob or her own party. That's why Marsha led the fight to make sure Tennessee is never burdened with a state income tax. Now Marsha is fighting every day to restore sanity in Washington and to protect the rights of Tennesseans. Marsha Blackburn is more than the leadership we need in the Senate. She's the leadership that will save America for the next generation. Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good news for you. Dalton's not here all week. So yeah. You can kind of relax a little bit, and I'll be the judge of whether it's good or bad. I hardly ever give a two.
Are we going good or bad again? Or
well, no, just a rating.
Gotcha.
Of course, it could be a two. Just never know.
Three is usually your low end.
Yeah, usually.
Oh, are you saying that you're going to throw out a two just because?
No, I'm not saying that.
Mm. Okay. We'll see.
If it's warranted.
John, I was abducted by aliens. They made me wash my hands, clean my room, eat my vegetables.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on a mothership.
See, I can't give you a two now because you made a big deal out of it. I'm going to go three.
Okay.
Well, hell, I mean, three and a half. As far as I can go.
Can I get a four?
Now we're
four. Give me a four.
Yeah, Now we're negotiating. We'll go to the negotiating table to figure out if you get a four or not. Lord. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Israel is marking 1 year since the October 7th attack that killed 1,200 people. Yuval Haran's father was killed. Other family members taken hostage.
We can save so many of the hostages. Every second that goes by, their life is in danger. Every second, we don't know if it will be the end.
Hurricane Milton powering up quickly, now a Category 3 storm as it barrels toward Florida's Gulf Coast. Same area devastated by Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. Tammy Bowling lives in Seminole County.
If they say evacuate, you probably should evacuate, because otherwise you're not going to be able to once the water starts getting up.
Preliminary numbers indicate a sharp drop in fentanyl deaths thanks to the OD reversal drug naloxone and better access to treatment. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
New data from the CDC shows a 10% drop in deaths during a 12-month period that ended in April.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A missing two-month-old out of Murfreesboro prompted an Amber Alert. Two-month-old Truth Claybrooks was believed to be with his mother, 17-year-old Jayla Claybrooks, and his aunt, 16-year-old Joan Claybrooks, who reportedly ran away from home on Friday. Truth has a medical condition that requires treatment. Now the Amber Alert for Truth has been canceled. He's been found safe in Nashville. The TBI says his mother and aunt were also found. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency released a new flash report on Sunday, which confirmed another person died as a result of flooding in Union County. The Sunday, October 6th report, 12 weather-related fatalities were confirmed by the Tennessee Department of Health. The report also said the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is coordinating with local law enforcement on 15 active leads for missing persons. SEMA noted this number does not report the number of unaccounted individuals, just public leads that still need to be cleared. A Middle Tennessee woman was arrested Thursday for allegedly sending sexually explicit images and videos involving children in private chats on the messaging app Kik. 44-year-old Letha Milton Walker was connected to the chats after an investigation found that her email address and her apartment's location were both linked to the alleged Kik accounts. Milton Walker was locked up in jail Thursday afternoon. She's being held on an $80,000 bond. The Food and Drug Administration recalled some eggs that said will, quote, cause serious adverse health consequences or death. The FDA told people not to eat or sell the recalled chicken eggs from Milo's Poultry Farms and Tony's Fresh Market. This is an upgrade of a previous warning. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself, right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got weather coming up with last look at weather for the hour. And then Brian will be back, and he'll take us on into the 7 o'clock hour. Entertainment news for you, just off the bat. Wow, you're getting good at that.
I didn't even know you were going to do that.
I know. I wasn't expecting any kind of response at all there.
I've kind of got my buttons memorized now.
Well, pretty good. It's very effective. Mm. Kristen Bell, you know, she was in Frozen.
Right.
What did she play? Bell or think. Anna? Or which one was the Frozen girl? Anna?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, she played Bell. Well, they're making Frozen 3.
Interesting.
And then they started talking to her about, well, if they ever did a live version, you know. And she said, you know, she felt like she'd be too old to play it. You know, she's 44. And so she thinks this girl, Zoe King, she's been in The Kissing Booth and a few of those Netflix movies. And I could see her playing it. But do you enjoy the live? Have you seen any of the live action ones, you know, like Beauty and the Beast and...
Yeah, NBC usually does that around Christmas, or they have been.
Well, I mean,
right?
Disney did these.
Oh, really?
Disney did this, Beauty and the Beast, and...
you're talking about the movies.
Yeah, Moana, yeah. Or I think that's going to go into live action, you know.
The one I kind of liked the best was Lion King.
Really? That was good, yeah.
I don't know that I've watched any of the others.
Lion King, I didn't think about that one. Yeah.
But it was good.
Did they make their little mouths move?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about, you know.
These are real lines, right?
Yeah.
I thought I remember seeing that. Yeah.
They NBC around Christmas, they will do a theater production on TV.
Right.
And that's right. What I was thinking about initially.
So you were way off and really kind of ruined my segment.
Pretty much
what you did. But I don't know about having... I don't know. I think they can overdo that a little bit. I hope the Frozen 3 is going to be animated, so I kind of hope they stick to that because Kristen Bell's voice in Frozen just seems like that ought to be the case. That's that Joy King.
Yeah, I've seen her before. She's been in a lot here lately.
This is a potential live action of Frozen. Now, she's not super young. I mean, she still looks like a teenager, but she's still, you know, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it if it doesn't hold true to the original story.
Kristen Bell is married to Dax Shepard.
Yes, he's got a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't act anymore, does he?
No, I think he's just all doing podcast.
Well, she's got one too, I think.
Does she really?
Yeah, of course she's in this new Netflix series.
They bought a home in Nashville.
Everybody's moving to Nashville. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, I know why. Because it's really high for poor folks like us. But for them, it's probably a break.
Well, afford to live wherever they want
to. Do they have a big ranch or something? Or?
I'm not sure. I don't know exactly. I mean, Nashville could be Hendersonville for all I know. But
now, you just threw that fact out there with no...
I know they have a home here, but I think when they say Nashville, it could be the area. It could be Sumner County or Franklin or Brentwood. You just don't know when they say the Nashville area, but they do have a home here.
Justin Timberlake, didn't he sell his home here, or has he still got a home here?
I'm not sure about that.
There's a lot of people you don't even know.
Oh, no.
Aaron Rodgers has land here. I don't know if he lives here, but...
The former Patriots coach, Belichick, he's got a home in Nashville.
Yeah, well, I can see him because he was here.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Nashville. Do you like Nashville?
I try to avoid it myself.
I know, I do too. I mean, I think they're all talking about the outskirts of Nashville,
yeah,
the suburbs of Nashville. All right, you ready for do some birthdays today?
Let's do it.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
1931, Desmond Tutu, an Anglican Archbishop of South Africa and the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize winner, was born in South Africa. 1942, Joy Behar, American actress and comedian. She's one of the View girls. 1952, Vladimir Putin, Russian politician, president and prime minister, born in Leningrad, Soviet Union. Well, this is an odd birthday list, is it not?
It really is.
And then we... Then we end with Simon Cowell, born in 1959, English recording executive and television producer of The X Factor and American Idol, and he's also in America's Got Talent.
I guess he still has his hands in American Idol.
He probably is an executive producer of it. Made some money, hadn't he?
Boy, has.
All right, here's some birthdays locally today. Didn't have a big, long celebrity list. Well, we have a pretty good list. Today, Christina Troglin, Marty Luffman, John Trail, and Tini Fitzpatrick have birthdays today. Yesterday, Bill Mills, Glenda Pugh, Stephanie Hickerson, Dale Minton, James Peach, Laurie Sizemore, Rachel Painter, Linda Hall. Everybody remembers Miss Pugh, Glenda Pugh.
Oh, yeah. And those are the birthdays that we have. If you want to add to the list, October 6th and 7th birthdays, 615-893-1450. We'll announce everybody at 8 o'clock and give away some banana pudding. Old Slick Pig banana pudding. Today is National Chocolate Covered Pretzel Day.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real salt and sweet.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny start to the week, starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 76. Tonight will be clear with a low around 48. Tuesday looks just like today, being sunny, high near 76. Tuesday night will be clear with a low around 48. Wednesday, we warm on up to 78 with sunny skies. Wednesday night, it'll be clear with a low around 51. Thursday, we'll have a high of 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World.
locally owned and operated.
Good morning. It's already starting to get a little bit crowded at times as we check it out live. I-40 westbound coming out of Wilson County, working your way into Hermitage. 65 still looks pretty good right now down through Millersville. A little bit of radar through Kingston Springs this morning on I-40, especially coming eastbound there as you come out of Dixon County. Be aware of that. Headed towards West Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them all out today. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on the Murfreesboro Square. There is still time to go paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event. Just visit Color Me Mine until October the 15th. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square. Paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event until October the 15th.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, our time here on this Monday morning, October 7th, and we are saying good morning to today's good neighbor of the day. Blake Hill is the good neighbor for taking time to repaint CUD hydrants in the neighborhood, meticulously hand-painting parts to make them look better. Blake Hill receives flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. Now, super simple to send in a good neighbor. You see somebody like Blake, you want to highlight them, let us know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That'll get you to a web form. You can fill out the information, click submit, then we've got it. Okay, it's that easy. Also, don't forget, you've got about a half an hour to get your birthdays in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day.
We have news coming up from CBS, brought to you by the Low T Center and the law offices of John Day. Then another hour of the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us here on News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Hurricane Milton gains strength.
We're going to board up, bag up, and leave.
1 year since October 7th in Israel.
I said, okay, I'm going to die. It's okay. Just breathe.
The Supreme Court's new term.
Guns, LGBTQ rights, the use of deadly force by police.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Hurricane Milton is getting stronger as it heads toward the west coast of Florida. It's now a Category 3 storm that forecasters say should make landfall Wednesday. CBS's Christian Benavides says people are making preparations and some are leaving their homes.
At the Bell Islander Market in St. Petersburg, owner Bradley Bell just got done cleaning up from Helene.
How did it impact this community?
It devastated them. All their belongings, their world is on the side of the road.
Now Hurricane Milton is forecasting to make landfall as a life-threatening Category 3 storm Wednesday along Florida's west coast.
The water came up 4 feet.
Kevin Batsdorf is the president of the Shore Acres Civic Association in St. Petersburg. The area is still covered with a field of debris from Hurricane Helene.
Now they have to evacuate from wherever they are and go somewhere else. We don't know what's going to be left when we get back.
We met up with the mayor of Tampa.
What's your concern for people who say, I'm just going to stay and ride this out?
That mindset is going to take your life. If you choose to fight with Mother Nature, she wins 100% of the time.
The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams is watching Milton head toward Florida.
It is forecast to slam into the west coast of the state as a major hurricane Wednesday into Thursday, taking out power and causing structural damage. It will maintain hurricane status as it cuts across the state. At the coast, the surge, it will be life-threatening at 12 feet, which could consume homes, businesses, and destroy roads.
Now to the Middle East and a solemn day in Israel, 1 year after the Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza. Here's CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
The attack began with Hamas terrorists shooting their way out of Gaza to launch a pitiless attack on young people attending a music festival. It was chaos, a killing spree and mass kidnapping there and on nearby kibbutzim, where 101 people were murdered, some burned alive in their homes and even babies abducted. Israel's response was immediate. It bombed Gaza, then sent in ground forces to destroy Hamas and rescue the hostages. A year later, neither has been accomplished. 97 hostages taken on October 7th are presumed still to be in Gaza, along with 2 million Palestinians trapped in a sliver of land the Israeli military bombs every day. The target, they say, is Hamas. The collateral damage can be anyone else, no matter how small.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Ahead of this anniversary, Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel's Western allies should be behind the Jewish state 100%.
Yet President Macron and some other Western leaders are now calling for an arms embargo against Israel. Shame on them.
But inside Israel, families of the hostages killed or still held by Hamas say it's Israel's leaders who should be ashamed.
They are not doing enough because a year passed and our beloved ones are not here.
The stalled peace talks, the ongoing Israeli onslaught on Gaza leave these families little room for hope.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns reports this morning on the weekend campaigning by the presidential candidates.
Kamala Harris has left them stranded.
With states in the southeast still reeling from Hurricane Helene, former President Donald Trump continued to criticize the federal response while on the campaign trail in Wisconsin Sunday, without evidence for many of his claims.
The White House is doing nothing. They've abandoned us. And you know, it's largely a Republican area. So some people say they did it for that reason.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says all the misinformation isn't helping recovery efforts.
We don't need any of these distractions on the ground. It's at the expense of hardworking first responders and people that are just trying to recover their lives.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited the storm-ravaged Tar Heel state over the weekend.
I came here to find out what's going on the ground, to find out what more we can do in terms of federal aid.
The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term today as we hear from CBS's Jan Crawford.
It's the traditional first Monday in October. The justices are kicking off what is shaping up to be another significant term, with major cases on a wide range of hot-button issues: guns, LGBTQ rights, the use of deadly force by police, and laws and regulations designed to protect minors from porn on the internet to flavored e-cigarettes.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene is now at least 233, and along with the response from federal and state agencies, there are other acts of kindness, too. Ryan Newhart drove to the storm zone with supplies from his home in Hughesville, Pennsylvania.
We had the resources and the ability. It's good to help people if you're able to, so we just packed up the truck with what we had and made the 10-hour trip south.
I'm Jim Krasula, North Carolina. 500 more active-duty soldiers are being sent to the western North Carolina flood zone. Some 1,000 troops from the Army's Fort Liberty, North Carolina, and Fort Campbell, Kentucky, had already been mobilized. More than 6,000 National Guardsmen from 18 states are helping in the flooding aftermath in western North Carolina.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been awarded to two Americans, Victor Ambrose and Gary Ruvkin, cited for their discovery of microRNA, a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. A Russian court has sentenced a 72-year-old American to nearly 7 years in prison for fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. Prosecutors said Stephen Hubbard from Michigan signed a contract with the Ukrainian military in 2022 and fought until being captured 2 months later. A little basketball history last night in an NBA preseason game. A father and son play together for the first time.
Here we go. LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are on the floor at the same time.
That is nice.
LeBron and Bronny playing for the LA Lakers against Phoenix on Spectrum Sportsnet for about 4 minutes in the second quarter on Bronny's 20th birthday. LeBron, who's 39, said it was pretty cool for the both of us, a moment he says he will never forget. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm sitting here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack. Jack, we know what you like, chicken fingers and curly fries. But Nick, what's your favorite thing at Toots?
Hot wings.
Well, that's coming from the Wing King.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations. Toots, good food and fun since 1985. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny start to the week, starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 76. Tonight will be clear with a low around 48. Tuesday looks just like today, being sunny, high near 76. Tuesday night will be clear with a low around 48. Wednesday, we warm on up to 78 with sunny skies. Wednesday night, it'll be clear for lower bound 51. Thursday, we'll have a high of 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's starting to get a little bit more crowded out here, right where you would expect. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. It's also continuing to build out of Rutherford County right now, leaving Murfreesboro on 24 westbound. As you come past 840 on into Antioch, it's crowded, but it's moving down I-40 right now through the Mount Juliet area coming in from Wilson County. Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad. You get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today at area code 615-912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
4,600 square foot home, four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and a three bay garage will be auctioned off
Saturday at 206 Apollo Drive, October the 12th.
Wonderful neighborhood.
Also to be auctioned off, exceptionally old and rare antiques and collectibles. Apollo Drive in Murfreesboro.
Auctioned by Major Brokers Auctions. License number 4941.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton. It's time for news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Ah! Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew. Here from News Radio WGNS. It's Brian and John here this morning. No Dalton.
You guys are jerks.
And that's why.
No, he's on a mission trip.
Yeah, I guess we should be nice. It is Monday morning. Today is October the 7th. It is the very first full day, full week, week-long fall break. Traffic much better around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people just got out of Dodge. And great weather this week.
Here, I don't know how anybody else is going anywhere.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know where their weather is, but here it's pretty nice.
It's going to be real nice.
So, with fall break, no prep game this week, so off for State Farm Prep Sports. And in fact, we have made an executive decision that we're going to take off Friday and have a best of show on Friday so we can have a little three-day weekend to ourselves, John.
Now tell the truth. You made that executive decision. We didn't. You made it.
Well, do you want to come in?
No, I mean, but you had a reason because you wanted to be off. I personally wanted to come in and work and give the people of Rutherford County and Murfreesboro,
right.
You know, the...
Sure. Middle Tennessee football back in action this Thursday night, October for Conference USA. Remember, they play midweek games there at Louisiana Tech Thursday night, 5:30 airtime. And Election Day is coming up 28 days, so less than a month from today, in early voting October 16th through the 31st here locally.
Go ahead. Keep going. I've got to run into the room, just the other room, just a second. I'm doing it on air where you'll know.
Okay. That you're just not disappearing on purpose.
No, I'm not, because I'm the only guy you've got. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Halloween is in 24 days from today, so we're getting close to that as well. So... John's walking fast, he said. So our song of the day, we thought maybe some songs that put you in the traveling mood would be a good idea to go with this week for the song of the day. So here's a big hit from Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
All right, sing it if you know it.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. But that's I've Been Everywhere, Johnny Cash, our song of the day today.
I don't know if you might could do it if you had the words in front of you. I just couldn't do it.
Like, I just come
by
fast.
Memory. Yeah. But
John, we know that the effects from Hurricane Helene have just been... gosh, it's so sad what has gone on there. And American Red Cross has boots on the ground, and they're providing meals and shelter and really hope to people who are in a hopeless situation, honestly. So WGNS and Old South Properties, Tennessee's favorite home builder, have come together, and on WGNSradio.com, there's a secure link. If you just tap on it, you can't miss it on the website. It's red right there on every page you go to. If you tap on that, you can make a secure donation. And let's say you decide, hey, I've got $25 I'll put in there. Well, that $25 becomes $50. If you do 100, it's 200. And you see where we're going there. So it's being matched up to $25,000. So you can help, and your donation can be doubled just by going to WGNSradio.com. And these donations, again, going directly to the Red Cross Helene relief efforts. This morning, we've got a few little things to talk about. John, I found this really funny thing on Facebook. It was like, what is the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Is this a joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The difference between a violin and a fiddle, I mean, it's the same instrument,
mm-hmm.
but it all happens to be with the sound and how you play it. So, for your listening pleasure, this is the difference between a violin and a fiddle.
That's the fiddle, right?
That's the violin. And now the fiddle. I thought it was interesting how they used the same classic tune and made it.
It's, I guess,
a fiddle
the way
song.
They play the bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like it's a little bit more strings are used in the fiddle than the violin. It seems like
it sounds that way, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I don't know enough about that, but
have you ever wanted to pick up a violin?
No. I'd like to pick up a fiddle.
Really? Well,
yeah. I really always wanted to play the banjo. And I have a 5-string, but I don't. I have a 6-string and a 5. Well, I have a 6-string, but the 5-string, someone has to give lessons. You just can't.
Just can't teach yourself.
Well,
on that one.
Glenn Campbell can, but I can't.
Yeah. Another little, I guess, ditty this morning. The director of Men in Black. I don't know if you've heard this story. It came out last week, but the director of Men in Black revealed that Will Smith once. Tooted so badly that they had to evacuate the soundstage for 3 hours in the making of that movie. It came up on Kelly Ripa's podcast.
Will Smith admitted that?
Well, it was Barry Schoenfeld, the director of Men in Black, and said that Will was sealed in a stunt car with Tommy Lee Jones when he accidentally let one, and when it finished airing out the car, they went on to film that famous upside down car scene, but they had to suspend for about 3 hours.
You know, Brian, some of the things you bring to the show, just
I thought that would be enlightening.
It's really good.
You have nothing to comment or say on that?
I really don't.
Okay,
you need to go back into your newsman mode. Okay.
Well, I like that story.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's funny.
Okay, thanks. So, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we've got our friends from Sunshine Nutrition. Kim Hillsman Dunaway will be here. And then John and I, later on, we're going to play the Oldie Friends game, just the two of us. So we'll see how that works out. Sports is coming up for you now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Checking games note from Sunday's action from Week 5 in the NFL. The Ravens outlast the Bengals for a 41-38 win in Cincinnati in overtime. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson in the win, 4 touchdown passes. Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow in the loss, 5 touchdown passes. Sunday night finished Monday morning because of a weather delay in Pittsburgh. In the end, the Cowboys score on a 4th-and-goal in the final seconds to beat Pittsburgh 20-17. In London, the Vikings improved to 5-0 with a 23-17 win over the Jets. Commanders are 4-1 after beating the Browns 34-13. Texans are 4-1. They beat the Bills 23-20 on a field goal as time expired. Cardinals surprised the 49ers with a 24-23 road win. Postseason baseball, a pair of NLDS games. Phillies walk off with a 7-6 win over the Mets on a Nick Castellanos RBI single. That series is tied at 1. Padres hit 6 home runs and a 10-2 win over the Dodgers. That series is tied at 1-1.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Over the next 5 minutes, we're going to learn a few tips and ideas on how you can get healthy. Here's today's Sunshine Nutrition segment featuring Kim Hillsman Dunaway.
Today on the air with us, Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the topic this morning?
So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You see the NFL every year doing their Crucial Catch campaign. You see the Race for the Cures and things like that really peak around October for that purpose. And so usually I like to, sometimes we dedicate a whole month, but 1 week this month to talk about breast cancer prevention, right? What can we do? And so lifestyle things that we can do. And there also maybe are some supplemental things that we can do as well too. Nothing is a silver bullet. Nothing will beat genetics, right? So I'd certainly recommend, you know, if breast cancer runs in your family, or sometimes even if it doesn't run in your family, getting some genetic testing to look for that BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene that can be indicative of potential breast cancer. People that have had, even if they've had ovarian cancer in their family, for instance, that's another oftentimes estrogen positive breast cancer, that can be another sign as well. Other risk factors, women that have been on any type of menopausal type of prescriptions, they really try to recommend decreasing the amount of time that you're on those types of things. Like Premarin was a very popular one in the 90s that people would just be on for very long periods of time. And then they found that it was basically a direct precursor to breast cancer. And so they typically recommend avoiding it if possible, but if you are on it, taking it for maybe 2 years or less. And so avoiding that, there's lots of alternatives that we can do for menopausal type of symptoms and in prevention of that. The other thing lifestyle wise is breastfeeding. So breastfeeding for a year, whether that's one child or four kids, decreases your risk of breast cancer, as does physical activity, which is something for a lot of women. It becomes very difficult when you have one child or several children, trying to get some type of a regular physical activity routine in. All of these things are things that can help reduce your risk of breast cancer, right? Now, supplementally, what could we do? There's been lots of research and, you know, this particular study looks promising and this study poo-poos it. And so there's a lot of things that are sort of like, what can we do? We do know that helping to increase our immune system is going to be very helpful. And this is different than how we would increase our immune system for a flu virus or for COVID. Helping your immune system specifically for cancer is a little bit different strategy because you're looking for things for long term. So you're not looking for something to boost your immune system for a week, for 2 months, you're looking for something to boost your immune system for years to come. So that's really where a lot of your mushrooms are going to be really great for this. So I'm not talking about oyster mushrooms or button mushrooms that you buy at the store and put on salad or put on a pizza. I'm talking medicinal mushrooms like shiitake mushroom, reishi mushroom, maitake mushroom are all really good. We have a whole line of mushrooms individually, and then we have lots of different options that contain is 7 mushrooms, 8 mushrooms, as many as 19 mushrooms in one bottle, right? And so all of those are really great at helping to prevent potential cancers, breast cancer being included in that. Turkey tail mushroom, I'll bring an extra special attention to because that has been shown in several studies to actually combat certain types of cancers. Breast cancers is one of those. And I've had some customers who've had great deal of success in their breast cancer journey with turkey tail mushroom. That's not to replace medical advice, but that's something to look into, take some research, bring it to your oncologist. It's a great conversation starter for them to open them up to the other types of possibilities that are out there besides just drugs and chemotherapy, for instance. One of the things that they used to recommend when people had breast cancer was tamoxifen, which is an estrogen blocker. They would recommend that somebody would take it for 5 years. Now they've gotten to the point, because they've seen the connection so much with the body's making excess estrogen and leading to breast cancer, they actually recommend sometimes taking tamoxifen as a preventative. So naturally, we sell DIM, D-I-M, which is just short for a really long word, and it is an extract from cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, and it also helps to change the pathway of that estrogen to a more helpful antioxidant type of estrogen and get rid of that harmful estradiol, estriol that can be so problematic. So that can be a supplement that can be really helpful along with those mushrooms if that's something that you're looking for. And the other thing that I will throw in there is if you tend to have fibrocystic breasts or very tender, sensitive breast tissue, you might look into doing a vitamin E supplement or even a vitamin D supplement to help with that.
Again, Kim Dunaway with us this morning. So if anybody would like to learn more, now you have a lot of these things in stock. They can stop by. Which locations should they stop by? You have them at both?
Yeah, we have 2 locations. We have the same supplement stock at our Smyrna location. It's a smaller store. We just don't have as many food options there. But our supplement stock is the same at both locations. So at Smyrna, we're located at 901 Rock Springs Road, and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street.
Thank you for joining us today.
Here's a snippet of next week's segment.
Menopause. Prescription drugs that increase estrogen, a potential risk factor for breast cancer, things that we can do naturally for menopause in alternative to some of those prescriptions. Menopause is one of those things that women suffer with so much, whether it's silently or out loud, and they oftentimes suffer for it for a very long time.
And don't forget, 25% off every Tuesday at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Sunshine Nutrition Center is locally owned and operated. They have 2 locations in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Estate auction, Saturday, October the 12th.
206 Apollo Drive in Murfreesboro.
4,600 square foot home, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths.
Plus a 3-bay garage to be auctioned off.
October the 12th, Apollo Drive in Murfreesboro.
Auctioned by Major Brokers Auctions.
Enjoy Slick Pig barbecue at the auction under the big tent.
License number 4941.
Good neighbors, those affected by Hurricane Helene urgently need you. A donation to the American Red Cross provides meals, shelter, and hope. Join WGNS and Old South, Tennessee's favorite home builder, to have an even greater impact. For every dollar donated at WGNSradio.com, Old South will match it up to $25,000. Go to WGNSradio.com and tap the secure link, and with your help, we can make a difference. WGNSradio.com, make your donations directly to the American Red Cross Helene relief efforts.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Well, the one thing, my mom loves to golf, and they have a little putting green out here. And like she said, you know, she went to Bell Buckle, and they go out and have lunches. So there's enough for her to do. And to be real honest, it helps me, because then I don't have to be here 24/7. So they encourage the families to get involved as well, which I think is very important.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:30 Monday morning, October 7th, the first day of fall break, episode 1507 of The Wake Up Crew. And we are wishing a happy birthday today to Christina Troglin, Marty Luffman, John Trail, and Miss Teenie Fitzpatrick. 65. Happy birthday, Teenie. Also tomorrow, yesterday, Bill Mills, Glenda Pugh, Stephanie Hickerson, Dale Minton, James Peach, Lori Sizemore, Rachel Painter, and Linda Hall. If you have a birthday or an anniversary you know someone celebrating, let us know. But now's your deadline. Call or text in at 615-893-1450.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
At 7:31, time to check on traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we're looking at a sunny start to the week, starting with today with sunny skies and a high near 76. Tonight it'll be clear with a low around 48. Tuesday looks just like today, being sunny with a high near 76. Tuesday night it'll be clear with a low around 48. Wednesday we warm on up to 78 with sunny skies. Wednesday night it'll be clear with a low around 51. Thursday we'll have a high of 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to load up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. Coming up through Antioch, in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 going westbound. Watching it build down. 65 through Millersville. It's gotten heavier in the last 10, 15 minutes. 24 east area through the Jolton area, passing White Creek Pike. Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad. You get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today at 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A Middle Tennessee woman was arrested Thursday for allegedly sending sexually explicit images and videos involving children in private chats on the messaging app Kik. 44-year-old Letha Milton Walker was connected to the chats after an investigation found that her email address and her apartment's location were both linked to the alleged Kik accounts. Milton Walker was locked up in jail Thursday afternoon. She's being held on an $80,000 bond. A missing two-month-old out of Murfreesboro prompted an Amber Alert. Two-month-old Truth Claybrooks was believed to be with his mother, 17-year-old Jayla Claybrooks, and his aunt, 16-year-old Joan Claybrooks, who reportedly ran away from home on Friday. Truth has a medical condition that requires treatment. Now the Amber Alert for Truth has been canceled. He's been found safe in Nashville. The TBI says his mother and aunt were also found. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency released a new flash report on Sunday, which confirmed another person died as a result of flooding in Union County. The Sunday, October 6th report, 12 weather-related fatalities were confirmed by the Tennessee Department of Health. The report also said the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is coordinating with local law enforcement on 15 active leads for missing persons. CMA noted this number does not report the number of unaccounted individuals, just public leads that still need to be cleared. The Food and Drug Administration recently recalled some eggs that said will, quote, cause serious adverse health consequences or death. The FDA told people not to eat or sell the recalled chicken eggs from Milo's Poultry Farms and Tony's Fresh Market. This is an upgrade of a previous warning. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Adam's Place is tailored to you.
Well, I'm on a salt-free diet, so they're very good, Dale.
And exercise?
Well, I do a lot of walking. I have a bed bag.
Peggy Cunningham invites you to
just come on and live with us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity.
I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on the Murfreesboro Square. There is still time to go paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event. Just visit Color Me Mine until October the 15th. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square. Paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event until October the 15th.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. And it's time to play the Oldie Friends game. It's like the newlywed game. That's how you play it. John's going to ask the questions, and we're going to write down the answers.
I can match you.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the question to me, and you're supposed to...
I'll write down what I think you would say.
Yeah, and then we're going to alternate. All right.
What do you have doubts about? Just name one thing. What do you have doubts about?
What do I have doubts about? Let's see. Okay. All right. I don't know if you're going to be able to read this.
Okay.
All right.
I said the future of radio.
Ah, I said pretty much everything.
Okay. Well, then I guess I got it right because it covers that.
I guess that's true.
And when I say the future of radio, I'm talking about new things, you know, videoing and all that, streaming, other issues.
Yeah. Everything changes. All right. So I'm supposed to guess what you would say to this.
Yes. If your childhood had a smell, what would it be?
Your childhood had a smell, what would it be? Let's see.
Keep it clean, okay?
Okay. All right. I said the outdoors.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I said strawberries. The smell of strawberries. I like that when I'm, you know, aroma in the house.
Oh, I got
you. Kind of thing.
I thought, you know, you'd be playing outside all the time as a kid.
The grass. Yeah, that was a good answer. I'm gonna give you a point for that.
Okay.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
How do you hope you'll change as a person in the future?
Ooh.
Oh, I got this easy.
Okay. I may just have to use your answer because... Don't know. All right.
Be nicer.
Ooh, yeah. The kids always keep telling me.
That never crossed your mind?
No, it probably should have. I said get a good hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Kids keep telling me I need to find a good hobby. And I haven't yet.
Okay, here's one. This is me, right?
Yep.
If your life was a book, what would its title be? If my life was a book, what would its title be?
Okay. I think I've got something. I have no idea. I said, Dinkins, educator, radio, funny man.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you a point. I think it's close. Mine said, from teacher to the Wake Up Crew. What?
That's close. That's really close.
Well, you didn't say the what?
Well, no, I didn't say the what.
Here's one for you. Okay. what lifestyle change have you been meaning to make for a while now?
Ooh. Lifestyle change.
Oh, I think you've already answered this one. I'll give you a clue.
Okay. I said, yeah, hobby, be nicer. So I tried to cover both bases.
I said find a hobby. That's right. Okay. I'm not sure we have time. Do we have time for one more?
I think we're probably right on the edge of the time. Yeah. Okay. We're on the cusp of the time.
Well, that's an oldies friends game today.
We kind of covered a lot of bases.
We did better than
today.
With Dalton's here.
Well, probably so. Well, we kind of know each other, I guess.
I know you.
We buy and trade gold at Bell Jewelers. If you have any old jewelry sitting at home, gold's at an all-time high right now, so there'd be a great time for you to bring it to Bell Jewelers and we can give you a buy price and a trade price. And if you're not looking to sell or trade that jewelry, we can design it to something that you would like to wear every single day. And you can use our loose gemstones and diamonds to add to your piece. We'll make it just for you at Bell Jewelers. Come on over to Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is time to wrap things up on a Monday morning, the first day of fall break. Got some great days ahead here. Glad you're with us on the Wake Up Crew as we wrap up 743, just about it now, on the crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store. Improve your energy habits and more. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Blake Hill is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, and he was nominated from someone who wrote in to say that he took the time to repaint a consolidated utility district hydrant in a neighborhood, meticulously hand-painting parts to make it look better in the community. So Blake Hill went the extra mile, and he's being recognized from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS as the Good Neighbor of the Day here today. Send in your good neighbors. You can text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450, or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in. We'll get them on here in the coming weeks, and it'll take you just a couple of minutes, and you could really help us out, and you'll also make someone's day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
I was abducted by aliens. They made me wash my hands, clean my room, eat my vegetables.
Really?
Turns out it was a mothership.
Replay.
That was a 4.
I had to bargain for a 3.5.
Oh, let's just go ahead and give you a 4.
You must have liked it.
I don't want to ruin your break.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You'll be you know, on that all the whole time.
No.
What have we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today?
Let's see. We talked about Pete Rose passing away and whether he should go in the Hall of Fame or not. And I think maybe it's just maybe too late for that.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. There's an argument on both sides. It's reignited that whole argument, you know.
Yeah,
it's been raging for years.
Let him in? Are you going to let Shoeless Joe Jackson in and that kind of thing? Barry Bonds and all them after they, of course, they're still being voted on every year for a while.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how that's going to go.
If they ever let one that was on steroids in, they'll let them all in, I would think.
Would have to.
Yeah. So there you open up another can of worms.
Right.
So Barry Bonds, you know, he went to, you know, they had a hearing about him. Then he retired, and he never played again. And he was like 42, but he was still popping right. home runs. You know, it's kind of weird. I think he got out going, I need to get out.
And he wanted to. I mean, he accomplished what he wanted to do, I guess.
Yeah,
setting the record. So, what else did we do today?
Let's see.
Had a good oldie friends.
Yeah, for two people.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's kind of hard to do. Your dad joke was a 3, then I switched it to a 3.5, and then I pushed it up to a 4.
Well,
keep you from pouting. And let's see.
You don't want to talk about Will Smith again, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you had that interesting story about Will Smith. You want to tell the audience again that story?
Well, he just cleared out the set for 3 hours after a little toot.
He did. He said it again. He did the story again. I can't believe it. After I told him, don't do that. And, you know, here we go.
All right. Well, I think we've done as much damage as we can today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We've got traveling songs this week as our song of the day. Here's one from Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I've been the mountain there, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try it.
Are you?
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Topeka,
Kansas, Nashville, Rockford, Kansas City.
Yeah. Missed that one. Wait a minute.